www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
We ought to be giving God some thanks today because we are here because somebody prayed for us. Good God Almighty. Come with a little song here. Yeah, I'm going to bring it back from my old buddy Dawson there.
Yes, I know.
When I get in trouble,
yes, I know. Lord.
He's everything.
Oh, yes, my Lord.
That I need.
Yes, I know.
Anybody out there know him?
Oh, yes, I know.
Anybody out there know him?
Yes, I know.
Ain't he good?
Oh, yes, I know.
Been good to me.
Yes, I know.
I don't mean to be nosy.
Oh, yes, I know.
But have been good to you.
Yes, I know.
Do you know him? I know him.
I know.
Let me tell you,
I know.
He went with Paul and Silas.
I know.
When they were all in jail,
I know.
He delivered Paul and Jonah.
I know.
From
Jail
everywhere.
I know.
Ezekiel, your son, Saul.
I know.
Will in the middle of a will.
I know.
John
I know.
Talks about him.
I know.
In the book of the seven seals.
I know.
Let me tell you.
I know
him.
I know.
I know him.
I know.
Let me tell you.
I know
him.
I know.
As a rock.
I know.
As a rock in the weary land.
I know
him.
I know.
As a bridge.
I know.
As a bridge over water.
I know.
Every time. My friends,
I know.
Stand there, love my name.
I know.
Pick me up.
I know.
And turn me.
I know.
Turn me
I
all
know.
Around.
I
want
to
do you know him.
I know.
Do you know him?
I know.
Do you know how good he's been to you?
I
want to do you know him.
I know.
I know.
I know.
Sometimes I can't sleep at night.
I'm
alone now.
I know.
He rocked me.
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 I know.
Talking about.
I know.
Oh, talking about Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, that man.
That man.
From Galilee.
From Galilee.
I wonder do you know him? You need to know him. He's coming back one day for you. You need to know him.
My God, my God, that man from Galilee. He's our all in all. Strength of our life. Everything we need, all we got to do is ask him. He'll supply it for us. I'm so gracious to God Almighty today. For all of you today, for myself, first of all, for being here on the land of living, trying to do that which God has commissioned me to do by precepts and examples. I always said if I can't play in the game, I don't want to play. And I don't believe in second team. I believe in first team. If I can't play first team, normally I sit down and get back. And I thank God has purposed me for that same duty in his gospel. If I can't tell it like it is, then I don't need to say nothing. Because he have a lot of people sitting on the sideline ready to come and take over when the banner need taking over. So I'm just gracious to God today for all of you that's present. It's a blessing once again to be here on the land of living to New Sky Island Baptist Church today, where God is the author and finisher of the church. Today we're going to look in 2 Peter, the first chapter. Now I want to say this. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. I had no idea or opinion about what the Lord say. I'm just going through what history say, divine history. And divine history is the word of God. And if I can't speak the word of God, I'm going to leave it alone. Because he's my all in all. He's everything that I need. He's the divinity of my life. In 2 Peter, first chapter, say, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby we are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, and add to your faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness into charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they may make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and elect sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. Finance, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for you today. May God bless and keep is our prayer. And I want to say this, to let the peace of God abide, that we are growing thereby. Let God's word abide, that we grow thereby. There's no other growth that you need to have in this life on this side of heaven but Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And every name you can call on is if God represent that name. And we, as mankind, we always come up with some strategies and stuff, what this mean and that mean, but the Word of God speak for itself. He said, in the beginning was His Word. And His Word was the Father, was the Son, and is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the one that keep us today. After you receive your knowledge of truth and understanding and your confession of faith in Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, you can rely on the Word from then on. You're on the right road. You're on the right carriage. And if you're on the right carriage, then God's going to bless you. And He said, whatever we ask Him in His name, He'll do it for us. And we have to take Him at His word. See, it ain't something you memorize. It's something you walk in every day. What you believe in, you confess with your mouth every day of your life. That's the Word of God. Because the Word is going to keep us. Every way we look at it, the Word keeps us. I don't care what you say or who say it to you. If the Word going to always tell you when you're right and when you're wrong. The Bible tells me that it's one day going to come, and that day is the day where nobody will come to you, have to come to you and tell you when you was off. The Spirit of Christ that liveth in you going to tell you on the spot whether you're right or whether you're wrong. And then it's up to you to make the decision which way to move. And if you don't move right, you have to pay the consequence. And the Bible says the wage of sin is death. Gift of God is eternal life. A servant, first of all here, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. He didn't brag on himself or nothing. To them which are also servants of Jesus Christ as well, through the death, burial, and resurrection, by believing and confessing with your mouth. The Bible goes on to tell us that there are those who have come in the church teaching false doctrine. Correct them and sit them down. Jews said like that there are certain men that's crept in unaware who were before the all ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, uncontrollable sin, uncontrollable faith, what we call faith, which is not faith, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus has come and made the way straight for us. He got everything we need is right at hand. All we got to do is believe and accept and reach out and grab it. He paid the price for every sin, every deficiency on this earth. It already been paid for. All we got to do is reach out, get it, and walk in it. The reason we always condemn in this life, because we wiggle. We wiggle too much. If you just walk that straight line, ain't nobody going to say nothing. The Bible tell me that there's no fault in you. Just walk straight. Nobody ever has to condemn you. You condemn when you be wiggle-wagging. We don't need no condemn. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are walking in the Spirit of Christ. We need to stay with the Scripture. I don't never want nobody to cut me down.
So I'm going to lift everybody I see up. Even if they're out of line with God, I'm going to walk in their light so they can follow me according to the word of God. I'm supposed to be living by precepts and examples on this earth today. And I should teach you what the words say. And my life should edify what I'm saying. The Bible goes on to say, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. You got to have knowledge of the divine entity of God. You got to have God knowledge. See, the world offers all kind of knowledge. The world got all kind of programs to offer to lure us away from God till we don't have faith in God. But God's words is perpetual. It's there to stay. It won't be changed at no time. It'll change you, but it won't be changed. That's how powerful the word is. It's the sword of the spirit. It's powerful. It cuts sin both ways. And it lifts you up both ways. In regards to what we say and do, it says grace. Grace and unmerited favor of love of God that leads us salvation to believers through the exercising of their faith in Jesus Christ. And peace is harmony, one with another, by a cordial relationship in God in Jesus Christ. We got to live in peace, y'all. We got to be in harmony. I don't care how much you don't like me, get along with me. Get along with me. Find a way to get along with me. If I'm not doing you no harm, get along with me. See, Jesus paid all the price for everybody on this earth to be one. This book here was given for the whole creation. Everybody on this earth should be governed by this book. And in the final result, everybody that liveth on this earth will be governed by this holy word of God. Then all he told us to walk by faith in this word, and therefore there's no condemnation in us. And we got to believe it. You don't get tired of people telling you you ain't this and you ain't that. So you got to lift your head up and look to the hill for whence cometh your help. Your help comes from God. God the one made heaven and earth. Ain't nobody down here made that. We don't have the ability. But didn't have it. But Jesus told me this, let this mind be in you. That's also where? In Christ Jesus. Jesus is all knowing. He's our everything. In Philippians 4:7 it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. If you depend on Christ Jesus, you ain't gonna fail. That's what the word says. You can't fail if you're depending on Christ Jesus. Otherwise, you got to get him in you first. Once you get him in you, just hold on to him. He's unchangeable God. Just hold on to him. Walk with him, talk with him, sing with him, love with him. Treat your brother and your sister the same way you want to be treated. And then when he just shall appear, we're going to be just like him. And he's going to say, servant, well done, thy good and faithful servant, well done. Come up hither. And we're going to rejoice forever. We're going to give God the praise. Every day going to be praise to God. Because he's delivered. He's the one that delivered us out of this sinful world. And I tell you what, in this scripture here, the Lord is trying to tell us and show us something. Say, according as the divine power has given unto us all things pertaining to life. Jesus don't teach evil. There's nowhere in the Bible Jesus taught evil. He corrected evil. And he didn't build evil. All he taught about his kingdom. He didn't preach nothing but his kingdom. He didn't preach against no nation. He let the word justify and criticize those that wasn't walking according to his will. He let the word do it. He did say, I say nothing but what my father said. He didn't ever add nothing to what his daddy told him. He was obedient even unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ walked in the light just like his daddy told him. And he suffered no more. He's not suffering now. He's in eternity with his Father, at the right hand of his Father right now, making intercession for us down here on earth. And he told us to be perfect, be just like me. But sometimes we hot-headed and don't want to be like him. But we still want to be blessed of him and don't want to obey him. But you can't have it both ways. You got to choose today who you're going to serve. And whoever you serve, you got to give your all in all to them. If you don't give your all in all to them, you ain't going nowhere. Sometimes we pray, Lord, do this, do this, do that. But did you do that? You ever ask yourself that question? Did I do this? Why would I ask him to do that when I didn't do this? Those thoughts are untrue, but they ain't going to go nowhere. You ain't going. Goes on to say, he said he gave everything for life, that life exists. He didn't send nothing here for death. Sin, the only thing caused death. Sin, the only thing caused death. He gave us everything for life. Everything he gave us is for life, and life eternal. We the one put the other stuff in it. We the ones teach negativity. We the one always criticizing people, cutting folks down. Jesus never cut nobody down. Even a lady with the very issue was caught in the very act. He never criticized her. One thing he asked her, say, where are thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. Said, I ain't got nothing against you. Go in peace and don't do what you're doing no more. That's the kind of God I love. He looked beyond all my faults and seen what I need. This the kind of God we need to follow and obey him, because he's our everything. He said he's given unto us exceeding the great and precious promises. He lied not one time to us. Everything he said for us is for us. And he said, and by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Satan has implanted in the church house, I got to tell the truth, I don't lie. Satan has implanted in the church house people that's cunning, that's crafty. You can't tell them nothing in truth. And what he does, Satan slip up to them and start whistling in their ear. Throw their attention off from God and implant his will in them, and that's their father, become their father who they serve. That's why Joshua said, choose a day. And then he went bolder than that. He said, as for me, a man got to be able to stand. And my household, we going to serve the Lord. You got to be able to say that. You got to be able to stand forth and not be condemned by your own word. All of us read the same Bible. We ought to see the same thing. God don't change. The Bible said we got different gifts, different administration, but the same word, the same spirit. Why are we so separated? I don't understand that. I get along with a bear, as long as he don't put his hand on me. I don't understand why. We the best of God creation. We the pride of God creation. And I see we fuss all the time. We talk about each other. We undermine one another. All these things shouldn't exist in the house of God. There's no place for that in God's house. Nothing but peace and love and joy. He said, whereas, God help us. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and virtue, knowledge. Now, when I look at that, the word diligent, that's a compliment of one or some for a good work, following the manuscript of God, God's way of doing things. You close. I commend you for your good work. I rejoice to hear about the good work that you're doing. It makes me feel good. It makes me proud to know that you're worshiping, you're serving the only true and living God. And these other creatures, these false prophets and things that creep in unaware into your midst of you, you can see them by your spirit of righteousness, spirit of truth, and you don't have no dealing with them. The Bible tells me, shun the very appearance of evil. When I see evil getting up, I get out. I get out. I had enough evil in my life already. I don't need no more. It's a hard enough fight now, staying content in the Lord Jesus, than to go on to fight another battle that I know I ain't going to win. If Jesus couldn't win for me, I can't win. But he won for me at Calvary. And when he got up out of the grave, all power was given unto him, and I accept him as Lord and Savior. That same power has come down to me. and it ministers to me every day of my life, always administering to me. See, I gave all diligence and faith and virtue. And God knows the goodness of God, the closeness of God, the infinity of God, His goodness, His mercy, which endures forever. It's going to keep us, y'all. And every way we go, it's going to keep us. It's going to keep us. We need the knowledge of God. Everybody in here got some knowledge. Ain't a person in here don't have some knowledge. I don't care how low you may have. You might have three scriptures you know. That's good enough. That's good enough, three scriptures. But don't you walk out of your lane, though, when you don't know fives. Don't commit yourself to five when you just know three. Stay in lane three and stay in three and keep studying, keep praying, and keep living in hope that the victory gonna be yours. You got to remember, we didn't have all 66 books in the Old Testament. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk believing God was everything we need, and we got to still believe that today. Still believe that God is all that we need. And it said, knowledge, temperance. Lord have mercy. You got to control your attitude. A lot of folks said, I ain't worried about controlling nothing. If you don't, you ain't got the Spirit of God living in you. You got to control your attitude. You don't expect me to get up here and start cursing up here on Sunday. You can't push me into that. You don't have the ability to push me into that. God gave me His ability, and I'm living by His ability, and you can't press me nowhere else. And I stand on that rock. On that rock I stand. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against me. I stand on that today. You can say all you want to say, but God's word is going to have its priority in my life. And I'm going to walk in that light as He's in the light, because He is the light. And then He says, as long as I was in the world, I was the light of the world. Ah, Jesus was the light of the world. Since I'm going back to my Father, He said, every one of us in here, every one of us in here is a light. If our light's shining, we all light. People look by our light. Some folks don't go to church. Some folks don't read their Bible. But when we walk in their presence, they ought to see Jesus inside of us. They ought to see the Spirit of God working in us and rejoice. And say, I know they got the Lord, because nobody can do what they do except they got Jesus in their life. That's the way we think. That's God's way of thinking. That's why I said, let this mind be in you as also in Christ Jesus. And said, not as temperance and temperance, patient. Where are we patient at today? I just started this journey, and I got some weak brothers falling the first quarter mile. Know what I got to do? I got to go back, bring them brother with me. Because I can't get to the finish line leaving them behind. Because when I stand before God, He's going to say, where your brother at? Where your brother at? And what offer can I give him? But say, Lord, I misused your ability that you gave to me. I didn't handle it right, Lord. I should have brought my brother with me. But I left him behind me. And I'm walking with pride, and I left my brother. What Christianity is that? What Holy Ghost is that? Jesus didn't leave nobody behind. Then He say, I wish that none perish. And He stuck to His guns on Calvary's Hill. He never said a mumbling word trying to defend Himself. He did what His daddy told Him to come down here and do, and He did it. Never griped and never complained, not one time. And I see sometimes church folk, they complain more than the record. That's wrong. That's why God got me here to tell you out of order. Get back in order. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Just get back in order. If you're out of line, you're a soldier, you're out of line, because it's hatch up. You're going to jump right back in line. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to be born again. You already been birthed by God. That's all you need. But you just lean to the left or to the right too far. Just get back in line with the word of God. This your master sergeant right here. Stay with the word of God. And you're going to be delivered according to His word. And He say, patient. And patient godliness. If you got patience, you got God. If you can show me patience, I'll show you God in you. Because what this world offer to us today, what we go through on this earth today, if you ain't got patience, you're going to break. You're going to break. I done seen it. I done experienced it. You're going to break. If you ain't got God living in your life and got patience with people, everybody in this building today don't think just like I think, but I got to have the wisdom of, and knowledge from above to know how to govern you. When Solomon went to God, he didn't ask God for the riches or for his enemy head. He told God to give me some wisdom to go in and out to my people and judge them right. That's all I asked God for. Everybody in here don't have the same mind. I realized that. So what I got to do is I have to come to your rescue with the word. I don't push it down your throat. I just give it to you. Sweet and humble. Don't change now, dot, now, till love it. Just give it to you. And I'm going to keep giving it to you. And sometimes your teeth going to get on the edge because you ain't used to eating that. But just keep chewing. It's going to live out on you. And then you're going to start rejoicing. One day you're going to hear, you're going to start rejoicing and thanking God for it. And that's what it's all about. We brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The Lord ain't never say I was no dog, I was no rat. He say I was made in his image and his likeness. So I need to walk like he walked. Talk like he talked. Sing like he sang. Shout like he shouted. Rejoice the way he rejoiced. Then we in Christ. What's in a man gonna come out of a man? He said, godless brothers of kindness. And brothers of kindness, charity, which is love. Brothers of kindness. So, just because me and you ain't, I'm third grade, you fifth grade, I'm still gonna sit with you. I'm going to eat with you. I'm going to play with you. I'm going to joke with you. Because, you know, I want you to know I ain't no better than you because I'm in fifth grade. God, same God over you is over me too. And if I know a little bit more than you, I'm going to come to you. I ain't going to push you. No, I'm going to come to you and show you from the scripture just what he said. And then, otherwise, you're going to have more knowledge. And I got more knowledge because you shared yours with me. That's why our testimony is the greatest thing on this earth, under our repentance. A testimony. Telling God where he brought you from, what he done for you, how he delivered you. And you're going to be assured by God. He say, he's going to protect you and shield you. Say, he won't leave you nor will he forsake you. And I thank God for that. In Galatians 6 and 10. I want you to hear this, Galatians 6 and 10. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the house of faith. The house of faith. Everybody here believes God coming back again. We believe that if I've been born again, I'm going to go back with him. But not just don't believe that, put it in action. Put it in action. Walk in it. Talk in it. Brag to your fellow brother. He don't even have to be saved. Just brag to him. Say, my Lord coming back at me. Just keep saying it. Don't push nothing on it. My God coming back for me. He already told me. Right here in the word, he said he coming back after me. He said, I don't need no spot or blemish in my life. So I'm going to try to hide behind the word. Hide in the word. And walk through the word. That when he come, he going to say, thy good and thy faithful servant, well done. Who don't want to hear that from God? But we got to walk in the ways of God in order to hear that from God. You don't walk in the ways of God, you ain't going to hear that. Because the Bible said the wages of sin, the gift of God is what? Lord have mercy. For if these things, now watch this, y'all. This is so true. For if these things be in you and abound, listen at me good today. I'm not carrying your left fear. Go straight down the line. If these things be in you and abound, that means stay inside of you, walking you every day. You got them in you. That's all in you. You know the angel asked God one time, say, what is man that thou art so mindful of him that thou visit him? He said, well, really not loving so much. He made my likeness. He made just like me. And when I look down from heaven, I see myself. And that's what God wants us to realize and understand. I made him just like myself. And every time I go and he functions according to my will, according to my word, I love him. I keep him on my mind all the time. My mind is full of man. As all I do is think about my creation of man. He said, if it be in your bounty to make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Don't tell me you can't go out and witness to somebody and just give them the word. Don't come give no strategy. Give them the straight word. Don't fill them up with the word. Just give them a little word. Get them bending, coming back to his home. Give them that little word and let them get that on their mind, put it on their mind, and leave it on their mind. Every time you see them, just don't try to preach to nobody. Just give them the word, the little word. Give them a little word, and that little word is going to keep hitting them. They're going to go to bed that night, it's going to hit them. Get up in the morning, it's going to hit them. And then before you know it, they're going to work, it's going to knock them down to their knees. And they're going to say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing, but I see the light now. And it's shining through me. And everywhere I go, people saying this, that, and other. But I don't have nothing to boast about. Because it's not me. It's you that liveth in me. If we can just understand people and tell people and let people know that what it say, you're going to be fruitful. There's no way if you've been born again that you're going to go out into society and don't get somebody to look to Jesus. You've been born again. There ain't no way you're going to go out there in the midst of people, and somebody ain't gonna notice your life and gonna try to walk like you. And when they try to walk like you, you know, guess what they're doing? They coming up to walk like Jesus through you. That's your, you done went out and got that fruit. And it's gonna be on you. It ain't gonna be charged to me, you got it. It's gonna be charged to you. But then I thank God for whoever get the fruit. I thank God for the fruit. It don't matter. I don't have to, shoot the last goal. Just let me get in the kingdom, Lord. I don't have to be the lead singer in the quartet. Just let me be in the group. I think sometimes we want to run too much instead of running to Jesus. When you're doing something God gifted you, you have to give according to God's way, not your way. And I understand this. I see it every day of my life, all over the nation. The preachers get up there sometime and say, you give me $75, I'm going to bless you and all that stuff like that. And you run behind them and give them all the money you got. Smith, how you know I've been tricked like that one time now. I was tricked one time like that. I went empty my pocket and gave it to the prophetess. And she told me I was going to be double blessed. And I was hungry the next week. So it made me come into knowledge of God. I heard the brothers this morning read the 23rd Psalm. Said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So I knew I need to pep up a little bit because I had the wrong shepherd. Because I was wanting for stuff. And his word don't lie. If he's your shepherd, he's going to feed you. He's going to lead you everywhere you need to be. He's going to protect you in every place you go. I don't care if the place could be a holy place or unholy place. God going to keep you. He said we'll seal until the day of redemption. That's when he returned and receive us unto himself. And we got to understand God. We got to be delivered by God. But he said, but he that lacketh these things. Now, the Bible just told me if you walk in Christ, walk away, had a temper, the patience, love, joy, and all that, say you won't fail. Now, this is the book say. Say you won't fail. I believe the book. I ain't going to listen at y'all. I believe the book. It said I won't fail. If I got these things in me, I won't fail. But now I listen to what he come back with. On a nickel, got a head and a tail, right? So God got a judgment and a blessing. He said, but he that lacketh these things is blind. If you don't have what God said you need to have in you, you're blind. You don't see straight. Your glasses ain't going to help you that you're wearing. You need the glasses of heaven. You need the wisdom of God. Say, if you lack this thing, you're blind and cannot see it for all. In other words, we got to be vigilant. We got to be vigilant. I can't just look at the church today. I got to look at it next week, next month, next year. I got to look forward to the future. I got to see how we need to grow. I got to see who we need to put in certain places in order for the church structure to keep rolling on without harassing. If you look in the church society today, we got hell in churches all over this country. Can't keep preachers, can't keep deacons, because they want to take over, want to run, want to show authority. That's outlawism. If you walk in the light, as he's in the light, you're going to have the joy of Jesus in your life. That's what did 14 John say, let not what? Your heart be troubled. Just believe in God. You believe in Jesus Christ. See, trouble everywhere. Don't you hear me all the time say, I don't teach evil. I don't teach evil. Evil going to meet me at the cone anyway. According to the word of God, it's going to meet me there anyway. Paul said, every time I go to do good, evil's right there. Always there. I can't stop evil. But I can walk in good. If I hold on to Jesus' unchanging hand, it's going to be all right for me. I promise you that. I just got to hold on to it. I got to show the knowledge that I have that I come out of my mouth. I got to show it in my life. He won't forsake me. He said he won't even leave me. He going to be with me until he come back and receive me unto himself. He said, sometime and have forgotten, people have forgotten that God had washed them from their sin. He purged them. And I couldn't do it, Edna. I couldn't do it, Grace. I'm sorry. God didn't give me that authority to purge you, but he gave it to the Son to purge all of us. Without God, we wouldn't be here today. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our everything. Without him, we couldn't be here today, y'all. I couldn't stand up here and do what I'm doing now without God. I'd have been condemned and had to sit down because I'd have got confounded. That means confused. And I couldn't get up here and say what I'm saying with authority because I'd have been out of whack with God. He said, you forgot where you come from. How many times in life, y'all, we forget where we come from? I never will forget. I had to wire in the bottom of my shoe because they was flapping. They started flapping on me. And my parents wasn't able to go buy no more new shoes. And every time I look at it, I got maybe 10, 15 pair of shoes. Sometimes I look in the closet and I say, Lord, help me. And some people don't have one, two pair. I say, Lord, I thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know where I come from. I don't have to get up and tell you every day where I come from. But I want you to see where I come from. I wasn't always Reverend Lionel. I was fugitive, heathen, no good. Ain't worth of a dime. I hadn't forgotten that. I keep that in the back of my mind. So to always remind me, Lionel, walk upright. You got eyes on you. They looking for you to fail right now. But I got you though. I got you. I got you in my hand. You ain't going nowhere. You gonna be there when I come back to receive you to myself. You gonna be right there. But now I got to cooperate with what he said in the book in order for him to fulfill his promise within me. And we all in here today got to be like God wants us to be and rejoice. In the midst of the storm, we got to rejoice, y'all. I look up here. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. James, Wilfer, they sung out of their heart today. They sung out of their heart. I didn't even realize that they could sing. But God did just like he did me. He took nothing and made something out of it. Took nothing and made something out of it. And I'm glad that he didn't leave me like he found me. But he picked me up, wrapped me up, and took me to the Father and said, whatever I owe, when I get back, in return. I thank him every day of my life. Every day of my life, I thank him. Say, wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, that for if you do these things, you shall never fail. Go out of your way. May God promise fulfill in your life. Do all you can do in the name of Jesus Christ. Walk in the light as he's in the light. And the lust of the flesh will cease to exist in your life. And you're going to shout joy. And joy is going to be multiplied in your life. You're going to be able to walk upright with your head in the air. You don't have to lean over and drop your head to the ground and be condemned. Because the Bible says no condemnation if you're walking in the light and walking in Christ Jesus. Therefore, there's no condemnation. And you got, look, make your calling what you say it is. If you say God called you to preach, then you preach and live a preacher's life. He called you to pray, pray a godly prayer. He taught us in the 6th chapter of Matthew what to pray and how to pray. But then you can also tell God what you desire in your heart. And he hears you still. He don't wear hearing aids. He hear all things. Even out of a whisper, God hears. He said he even know the intent of your mind. That's powerful, y'all. And you know, sometimes we think we're slipping by, getting by with something. No, he's all-knowing God. Know all things. He see what you never will see, some of us. For as so entering, you should be ministering to you abundantly. God knows, as you teach the word and live in the word, God gonna bless you abundantly. He won't leave you. And you're gonna be able to say this like the psalmist say, the earth is the Lord, for it is there, world and they that dwell therein. You're gonna be able to say that with joy. And when people look on you, they're gonna look on you as top of the line. You dressed to kill today. You're very intelligent in Christ Jesus. You're walking in the light. Everywhere you go, you speak to somebody. You fellowship with somebody. You don't pass by nobody and ignore them no more. Your love of compassion in your heart gonna cause you to reach out to everybody and let everybody know there's somebody in Christ Jesus. That's what Christianity is. He's everything to us. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's word to us today. To us.
If you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's give him what we got, all right?
This is a song I should have got.
Thank you.
Bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio.